This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
It's the time of year where the different political parties start evaluating their leadership and the direction they're going to head into in coming years and months. And I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that because it's such inside baseball talk. But there's some interesting conversations within the Republican Party that I think bear scrutiny. And also, I think it's perhaps worthwhile to discuss certain shortcomings that we have within the party that we need to address and also address, you know, the elephant in the room, no pun intended. Are these battles that we can ultimately overcome, or are we facing a numbers game that it's just going to be an uphill battle, if not an unwinnable battle for us in the future? Right now, I want to welcome to the program a lady that is joining us, I believe, from her home in Cleveland, Georgia. I was so relieved to know that this was Cleveland, Georgia, not Cleveland, Ohio, because I wasn't going to waste my time with you, Rebecca. Nothing good ever came out of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm just letting you know. As my friends in Pittsburgh say about Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland never rocked. But it's good. I love Cleveland, Georgia, though. That's an awesome place.
Well, thank you for having me today. I'm honored that you'd allow me to come on to your show and talk to the listeners and the CSRA about why it is that I'm running for state party chairman.
Before we do that, let's talk a little bit about you. I see that you're an alum of Valdosta State University. If I dare ask a personal question, what year did you graduate?
Well, I did attend Valdosta State University. I did not finish at Valdosta State University, but I was there in 95 till 97.
Interesting. Did you ever run into a Bobby Guillebeau?
That name does not sound familiar, no.
That was Mrs. Rhodes. She was at Valdosta State from 93 through 97. So how about that?
Okay.
You were there the same time my wife was. How about that?
There you go.
So you are a part-time Blazer. What do you do for a living now in your older years?
So in my older years, or as I like to tell my children, when I grew up, I decided to work in public education, and so I work for the local Board of Education in White County.
And you have I'm looking at your family picture on Facebook here. You have several children. How many is that?
I have two daughters. My oldest, Ansley, is a hairdresser in Pike County in Meansville, Georgia. She just recently got married in November, and that's probably the picture that you are looking at.
I think so.
My youngest daughter, Peyton Grace, is actually a student right there in the Augusta area. She attends Augusta State University,
where
she is studying radiation therapy.
How about that? Well, maybe will she end up at MCG before all is said and done, or can she?
Well, I hope so, but we'll see.
Never can tell. Absolutely. So that's an impressive looking family there. Very nice. What does your husband do for a living?
My husband is a financial investment planner.
I think it's important to know these things because, sadly, we have gotten into a position with Republican Party leaders across the country as, you know, being a bunch of elitist, out-of-touch folks that don't know what living in the real world is like. And dare I say this, as beautiful and handsome as your family is, you guys look pretty, you know, average Georgia, White County residents here, looks to me like.
Hey, we're just your normal average people. We have the same issues that everybody else does. We worry about the cost of groceries when we go to the grocery store and the cost of gas as I tour the state. You know, we've got a daughter in college that we have to worry about making sure tuition is paid for. And so, yeah, we're just your average blue-collar worker.
Oh, okay. Well, big question right now. You have been the 9th district chairman for how long within the party?
I am finishing up my second term, so that's 4 years.
A relative newcomer to the hierarchy then.
So, yeah, she could say that. I've been in politics for the last 30 years, starting at the very base of our grassroots, which is as a precinct leader in one of our counties. And I've worked my way up through the hierarchy. And so I think that positions me, Austin, to have a very good grasp of what it is that our county parties need to be successful.
I'm pretty good friends both with the Richmond County and the Columbia County Board of Elections directors, the folks that actually do the job full time. Nancy Gay and Travis Doss. I've never known either one of them to be overly concerned or alarmed about fake voters or ghost voters or voting machines not working correctly. I can't say the same for Fulton County and some of the problems they've had in DeKalb County. But I can tell you in Richmond and Columbia counties, we don't have any voting machine difficulties. So, and I ask you that to ask you this. Seeing what we're seeing as far as voting trends go, I know, I know where a whole lot of votes come from in Richmond County, and they come from neighborhoods voting between 95 and 99% Democrat by the hundreds, in some cases in the thousands, that are in the poorest neighborhoods in the area. A lot of public housing, a lot of Section 8 housing, an awful lot of terrible schools. And these folks vote like nobody's business. And they vote, I mean, and they've just been doing it more and more and more every year. Is there a way for Republicans, middle class and upper middle class people, to show up? And do we have the numbers to beat these people when we vote against them? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think the simple answer to that is yes, there is a way, and it's called that the Republican Party has to do a better job of getting our message out, Austin. Democrats are successful because they get their message out. They relate to people, they build relationships, and they go into communities and they spend time there. The Republican Party knocks on people's doors at election time and says, hey, we need your vote, and then we don't go into communities after that and build those relationships and be engaged in those communities. And we've got to change that mindset. Our messaging in the Republican Party has to be that every vote counts and that we're willing to work for every vote that we get. And we've got to start having those discussions with people about things that matter to them.
Well, I just I'm just beginning to wonder if there are not more of them, people who want government to be mom and daddy, people who want middle class and upper middle class people taxed to the gills, knowing that they're not paying any tax themselves. Are there simply more of them than there are of us?
Well, I don't know that I agree with that, Austin. I've talked to people who have switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party who tell me on a regular basis that the what made them finally switch to the Republican Party is that somebody went and sat with them and had conversations and shared with them why it is that the Republican Party's beliefs align more with what they actually desire for their families and for their lives. And so in doing that, they've switched to our party. And I think when we continue to have those relationships and those conversations, we will see more of that. I also think that as we reach into other communities, such as our Hispanic communities, who are very family-centric, that as we reach out to them and talk to them about being involved, they will come over into the Republican Party as well. But right now, the Georgia Republican Party does not do a good job of transcending community lines to build relationships and engagement.
What do you think of the current party leadership? And I was trying to remember off the top of my head, is the guy that's currently the head of the party seeking another term as leader?
You know, the current chairman is allowed to seek another term per the state party bylaws. Whether or not he's seeking that, I'm not certain. He's not made an announcement one way or the other. We're running our race.
That's David Schaefer, by the way. Go ahead.
Right. And we're getting our message out about what needs to change. I've listened to grassroots activists across the state who've talked about the desire to see a change in the direction that the Georgia Republican Party goes, to see a party that reflects the base plan that we have put out with our campaign, which is our four-part strategy. And so we are running on that. We are talking to county chairmen. We are engaging the voter base who will make up the delegates at the state convention about the things that are important to them. And we think our message will resonate.
By the way, you may want to point out to the folks as you're having to deal with them on administrative issues and, you know, logistics, meeting times and, you know, organization get-togethers, things like that, that whoever runs the Georgia GOP website, which is gagop.org, is so far behind, they've still got Jeff Duncan listed as our lieutenant governor.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I noticed that today when I was looking for something on the website that it hasn't been updated. And that's one of the things we've got to improve on. we've got to use every tool at our disposal, Austin, to make sure we're getting our message out. And, I mean, let's just be honest. A website's a pretty simple thing to update.
Well, not only that, but in this day and age, it's vital. I mean, that's, you know, people are communicating via the internet and online, an online presence that is not only timely, but, you know, somewhat engaged is vital. I mean, that's part of the reason, you know, the Republican Party has always been the party, at least in recent years, the party of grownups, the party of the sober, okay, enough of celebrating, let's get to work. That's our party. And some people would say it's the party of wagging your finger and get off my lawn. Well, you have to have those people, because if you don't, you have anarchy. Unfortunately, a lot of times, folks in that particular demographic are the last ones to catch on with what the people really want. And I think our online presence is most definitely indicative of the problems that the Republican Party has, not just in the state of Georgia, but everywhere. They haven't seen this change coming. And by the way, while I don't think that we can wave a magic wand and say that, you know, all these folks that are currently in office should know better, certainly they're bright enough to watch their own children. I see it in my daughter. I've got a 31-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son. And I can see the differences in them, not necessarily in a political sense, but just in a social media sense, the way they communicate, the priorities they put on certain ways of communicating. And the Republicans in Georgia nationwide seem to be stuck in second gear.
Well, and I think you're so right about that. Being a mom who's got a 22-year-old and a 21-year-old, we have conversations like that on a regular basis. And one of the conversations we had, Austin, after the U.S. Senate runoff race here in Georgia, was that both of my children pointed out that through the use of social media or Apple TV, Hulu, any of those, YouTube TV, we were outplayed 3-1 by the Democrats. That every time my children picked up their social media platforms or looked online, they saw an advertisement for Senator Raphael Warnock, but what they didn't see were advertisements for Herschel Walker or even simple advertisements that encouraged them to get out and vote, things that talked about things that are important to young people. We didn't see that because the Georgia Republican Party and the Republican Party as a whole doesn't have a technology-driven initiative that is out there to ensure that we're getting our message to every demographic that we need to reach.
And by the way, we also have to address the elephant in the room and acknowledge that it's a little bit of an uphill battle dealing with those platforms, because apparently, according to Elon Musk, the hierarchy and the ownership of those platforms has been in cahoots with our enemy the whole time. Which, if you're out in the open about it, the way that talk radio and Fox News is, everybody knows we're conservative, hip, hip, hooray, and whoop-de-doo. But when you're looking the public dead in the eye and say, oh, no, we're not picking sides, and you're picking sides, that's a problem. It's a huge problem.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And that's why we've got to work smarter in addition to working harder. It's going to take both, because the Republican Party is behind in the Democrats. We're playing catch-up to a game that they've been playing well in advance for the last 2-3 election cycles. It's now time for us to up our game. It's time for us to put tools in place to ensure that we're winning elections and defeating Democrats. And if we continue to do the status quo, the same old that we've done, that's not going to happen.
Well, it'll be interesting. Are you getting a lot of positive feedback from around the state? Are people interested in a change? Or are you concerned that the good old boy go-along, get-along attitude might be reigning supreme here?
Look, we're getting great feedback as we go across the state. I was just in Columbia County on Saturday speaking at the GOP there and had a wonderful reception to the message that we have of the changes that we need to make in order to be victorious in the 2024 election cycle here in Georgia. As we travel into South Georgia, even here in North Georgia where I live in the metro areas, our message of the base platform and what it symbolizes is resonating with people who are involved in the party. And, I mean, it's hard for it not to resonate, Austin. I mean, it's a very simple 4-part strategy that talks about bridging the gap, accountable finances, supporting our local parties, and educating and engaging our voters. Those are the 4 concepts that we're taking to the voters to talk to them about how it is that we improve the party.
Well, also, in my humble opinion, we don't do a good enough job of letting the Democrats know that the policies and the candidates that they have favored in recent years is literally leading to more deaths of their own kind. We've got a DA here in Augusta who was elected simply because of his political party. He had no experience, horribly, horribly inept when it comes to prosecuting real bad guys. And he beat a great DA simply because of the party label. And what's so sad about that is more Democrats have died, more Democrats are harmed by the crimes committed by the people that he's gone easy on, then we could probably list in you know, an hour a name and names. And if I were the one in charge of the party right now, I think I would have a running death toll of these inner city deaths. The communities have the highest murder rates. I mean, here we are in Republican-centric Columbia County, and we've got one or two homicides a year that, generally speaking, are domestic in nature versus Richmond County. We just had, I think, 60 in the last year. And again, the population ain't that different. I mean, a little bit bigger in Richmond County, but not that much bigger. And again, the conservatives are in control of one county, very low murder rate. Liberals are in charge of the other, and you've got a murder rate through the roof, comparatively speaking. Show them the pictures. Those aren't rich Republican white kids that they're finding dead shot on the street. Those are black children from predominantly Democratic homes, and they're dying by the dozens, and the Democrats don't seem to be doing a hell of a lot about it.
Well, Austin, I've long since said that the Georgia Republican Party does a poor job of tailoring our messaging to individual counties. And to your point, that's something that we have to do. We have to tailor our message of why our conservative policies and principles are better than the other side's to each of the counties here in Georgia. And that means a different message for Richmond County than we have in Columbia County.
Absolutely. Well, I look forward to seeing how this plays out. When the party gets together, what, the first part of June?
So the state convention is in June, but the convention process actually kicks off in February. If your county has more than 80,000 people, if it's less than 80,000, that'll start your county convention, and your precinct caucus will be in March, where they'll elect your delegates to your district and your state convention. But you can only vote for your state leadership at the state convention in Columbus in June.
I was going to say it's in Columbus this year because they do a pretty good job of moving it around the state. We've had it in Augusta on several occasions. But this year you'll be hopping on the bus to head to Columbus, Georgia.
that's a nice little trip.
Well, listen, God bless you. Look forward to seeing how this fight kind of comes out. And we appreciate your efforts. Most definitely, you're hitting the nail on the head when you say that Georgia's Republicans, conservatives need to tighten their message and get with the times, because clearly in the past, we've kind of left by the wayside, roadside rather, as a lot of this progress is made. Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you for having me, Austin.
By the way, it's Rebecca Yardley. She is on Facebook for sure. Do you have a website of your own?
I do have a website. It's Rebecca4GA.com.
And I bet you it's updated pretty regularly, unlike our...
It is. Georgia, it is updated on a regular basis.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. God bless. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.